Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Tripod. Keith's shirt is big today,
it's
and we
bigger,
don't know what's going on.
And we don't understand why.
So, like, it almost looks like, because this is a shirt. This is an old shirt. It's not a new shirt.
It's a winter. I bought it in November or December, so it's not that old.
It's not that old.
But it's not brand new.
Right. But it looks like stretched, but uniform stretched. And I, like, it wouldn't, you know, sometimes my shirts get caught in the dryer, but then it pulls from a singular point.
Exactly.
That ain't this.
It looks like somebody dropped it into Photoshop and fully grabbed a corner and just made it bigger uniformly.
Yeah.
And you said it's not that you're losing weight.
It sure isn't. It definitely isn't. And I haven't worked out in the last 2 weeks because I had Becky's folks in town. Yeah. And we're also doing construction in the house. So it just isn't like, it's not conducive for that. I did work out today.
How'd it go?
But I can't imagine I made such progress today that I went down a couple shirt sizes.
I mean, you look huge. Your shoulders look jacked.
No, he looks small. He looks like he's drowning in the shirt.
Drowning in the shirt. It's so big on me.
Now, very exciting. Rainey's joining us today back in the studio.
Hello.
Rainey, do you have any theories on Keith's shirt?
Yeah. Okay. I have one theory and then I have a question.
Okay.
First theory, is your father-in-law bigger than you?
Is my father-in-law bigger than
me? Oh my God. Rainey fucking sniping like a laser, 360 no scope across the field.
And is he bigger in which direction? Taller?
He's really similar size to me, a little shorter. I'm very tall. Let's say he's stronger.
Yeah.
He's got more mass.
Maybe
not a lot more, really.
Like, needed a shirt really bad to go out to just move his car or something.
You think he wore your shirt?
There's no way.
You don't know that. Maybe he was. Maybe when you were at work one day, he's like, "Ooh, look at me, I'm Keith."
That's
look at me.
You know, it's possible.
He said, "Look at me, I'm Keith."
Then he did that. Sure. It's possible. It's not probable.
He danced around.
It's quite unprobable.
Think about how. Wait, you had another.
You had another.
Okay. Well, my question is.
It seems like the theory was a question. If I try to get back, you asked me a question.
Yeah.
So what's your next question?
Yeah. My next question is, what's your workout routine?
And I'm curious about that as well.
Does this have anything to do? This has nothing to do with the shirt. You just want to know.
No. This is just, he worked out this morning and I'm like.
Well, today was my ease back into working out, which means I just played Beat Saber for 25 minutes on the faster mode and then did some push-ups.
Wait, sorry. Do you go, all right, babe, I got to go work out. And you go in and you're like, you're sort of doing your
You're laughing, but it'll get your heart rate
I know
up.
It does. Yeah,
and I play, Miles, I play an Expert Plus. Okay.
You should live stream it
and
one more.
I also play on expert in the like increased speed option because I find actually doing expert in increased speed is a better workout than expert plus because expert plus patterns are so dense you actually move less because you have to move very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to do something else that has more sweeping motions faster.
Now
that's one thing. But my real workout, so like normally I'll do that and then go actually work out. Like I'll get on the treadmill and then I'll like do weights. Today I just didn't have time because I had to do a call this morning. I wanted to do at least something. And then Becky and I are trying to do walks in the evening as
that's
well.
Adorable.
Something else.
Oh, nice.
But normally I'll get on the treadmill for half an hour. Sometimes I do that 12:30 thing,
which is
pretty good. I like that. And then I'll do maybe 5 to 10 minutes on the rower. I'll do some free weights and maybe jump rope.
You'll jump rope. That's nice.
Not too much though, because when I got really into jumping rope for a while, got ingrown toenails from it. Because
just from the pressure.
Yeah, from like jumping up on my toes, like because I would
jumping
do, like,
on your toes, the atoms in your toenail went go the other way.
Something about it did it, and
retreat.
I was like really good too. I was getting just like okay, I'll do like 1,000 jumps a day. And I would do like 100 at a time.
Did you count?
Yeah.
1,000?
Like a lunatic. I would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
that's
6,
a lot.
7, 8,
I don't even think I could count to 1,000.
I would actually count to 110 times.
1, 2, 3. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would go.
You already failed.
I would see how far I can go without breaking. And sometimes I get to like 200. And then great, got to 200. Let's do again. Sometimes I only get to 50. So I'm like, okay, I'm at 250. And then I'd sort of be doing math.
I don't think I could count to 1,000 only because I would get so freaking bored.
Let's try it.
Yeah. Nah. On the pod. Well, there is that. Mr. Beast did that thing. Yeah. Where he counted a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, and I could never do that.
He's got a good career.
So speaking of working out and your clothes mysteriously being larger, I've been on my thick boy journey. And my clothes are getting smaller.
Hell yeah.
And I've talked about that. I've had to upgrade all my shirts. I've gotten rid of a lot of clothes.
You changed your name to ZACC to match the THICC, right?
Thick. Thick is that. Thack-sack.
Thack-sack.
So thack. So I'm thack. So thacky. I had to get rid of a lot of pants. That sucked. But here's the newest update. Is that none of my underwear fits.
Whoa. Or so the legend goes. Zach. I can't eat that burger. It'll go straight to my dick.
My dick way bigger.
It is the worst experience I have ever endured.
Getting new underwear.
I need to, but I haven't had to buy underwear for a long time.
That's shocking to me that your underwear doesn't fit.
Miles.
How much growth could you possibly have gotten?
I'm between 15 and 20 pounds up, so.
That's huge.
The ass is cranked, bro. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And like, at first I was like, oh, I shrunk this pair of underwear. Oh, I shrunk both of these underwear. Oh, no, I'm like very aware that it just doesn't fit. And it is, I can't explain it. It's just awful. The closest that I can come to is, have you ever worked out in your underwear?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you usually work out with underwear on.
For sure. Uh-huh.
You work out and then you like try and just keep your clothes on for a while. You used to go to a sauna in jeans. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, speaking of yesterday.
You went back?
Yesterday. So I have a herniated disc, as we know. But I haggled with the person in the gym. I went and I was like, look, I'm not going to work out. It's just not a gym I was a member of. I was like, I'm not going to work out. All I want to do is go into the sauna and then leave.
With my jeans.
But I was like, can I do this? Let me do this. And she was like, I mean, you can pay for a day pass. And I was like, I'll pay whatever the fuck. And she was like, on the phone, she said $10. And I got there and she was like, well, you've never taken a class. I didn't know you were like not a part of this gym. But like, it'll be $40. But I guess I said it was going to be $10.
You got to honor the price.
And she honored the price. And I went and I sat and I sweat my ass off and I went home.
So now you know that feeling where the underwear.
You made fun of me for playing Beat Saber.
I'm not working out right now though because I'm in physical pain. But I did, I did sweat my ass off and then do a cobra.
Ooh.
One single cobra pose.
I did a couple. I sweat. It got really, really dank and sweaty. And then I went into the room of the gym where they have the exercise bikes, and I did a couple cobras.
Hell yeah. In between.
Now, why only cobra?
Because that's how good for the herniated disc. To do a cobra is it can like theoretically you're putting reverse pressure, so maybe it'll get sucked back in a little bit.
Has a scientist told you to do that?
A scientist. Yeah, they've been studying me in a lab.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I have.
You got to come lay on my hot mat.
I do want a hot mat, or I want to do the cryo. You said it was good.
The cryo is great, but I have this hot mat that basically allows you the benefits of being in a sauna without sweating your dick off. So
I love sweating my dick off though. Anyway, so you're sweaty, you're in your underwear.
So imagine that feeling post workout where your underwear is kind of clinging to your body. Now take and your pants are too small, everything's too tight.
Yeah.
Now take the moisture away, but keep that feeling. That's what I'm living with. 24/7 over here. It just feels like my underwear is sucking down on the loins.
Ugh,
on my thighs. And I bought underwear. I don't know if it's inflation or I just been out of the game for a while. Underwear's expensive.
It's really expensive.
That turns out.
Rainey, where are you in your CrossFit journey?
Where are you in your underwear journey?
No.
My CrossFit journey is pretty good. Usually I just run. So that's why I was interested. I mean, jump
running,
rope. Like,
running
who else is
not
inspired?
CrossFit?
Well, it's part of it, but CrossFit has to have like multiple.
Wait, do you do CrossFit?
No.
I'm about to say like,
no, I just was, like, no, but also, that's why I asked.
Anyone who does I'm CrossFit, at the beginning. That's a big part of their personality.
Yeah.
And you've never been like, I got to go get some medicine balls thrown at the ceiling for a few minutes. I'll be back.
That's true.
That's a very, you know, I think it's CrossFit is a very good workout, but I also think the people who are into it are like.
But so you run, you do running?
I do the running. There's no real news. What did you guys do in high school? What sports did you? Miles?
Sports?
What sports?
Marching band?
You did marching band?
Okay. Well, I did marching band.
Keith, did you do marching band? No, I didn't do marching band. I did.
No.
I did. That's right. 8 consecutive years of modern dance.
That's right.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. That's Have I ever talked about this?
Miles, not enough. Middleman Bonsignore.
Yes.
Shut you.
Yeah.
Did 8 years
I keep
of dance?
Telling you, we gotta do a tri-staff talent show.
Absolutely.
There's secrets out here.
I choreographed.
I mean, we've all choreographed.
No, but I choreographed my senior year at the winter dance recital. And it crushed.
How do you not brag about this?
People don't think about it, I think, as much as I think about it. But I guess because they don't know. But yeah, I did dance all through middle school, all through high school. My mother is an elementary school dance and art teacher. She's retired now. But so I did dance all through middle school and all through high school. And then I like was one of like 3 guys in the dance ensemble. And we would do winter dance recitals.
What song?
So many songs.
What song?
What was the song
the
I did?
The capstone
song. I want to say that I don't even remember, to be totally honest, but I feel like the one that I choreographed started with like something folksy,
ooh,
like Sigur Rós, and then became like something electronic, I want to say.
You were in a Sigur Rós in middle school? You're fucking cool.
Oh, I was fucking baller.
Dance teacher was.
Yeah. No. I chose it. But yeah, I did lots of dance, and it was lots of, you know, sort of arms and legs and all that. And then I went to college, and I dropped it. Didn't do it.
We should do a modern dance video.
You're so tall.
I'm so tall.
That's
and also,
why probably they like to have long lines.
You're right, long lines. And I could lift. So, you know, I could lift a lady.
I mean, yeah, being a straight man in dance.
What's going on with your voice right now?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going through puberty. My voice is cracking.
Yeah, it's kind of lovely.
I know.
Just sounds
but,
a little.
Yeah, so, but yeah, being a straight man in dance was, it behooved me.
I bet.
It behooved.
Especially at your shoeless school.
For people who don't listen to the show, they're going to be like, is that a poor joke? It's no
Miles.
It's he just went to some
school where some kids didn't wear shoes, but I did wear shoes, but some kids didn't wear shoes.
Did you ever just take off your shoes?
No, but other kids did because they were free. They were nature. I actually feel like Rainey would have done really well.
Oh yeah.
Rainey.
I mean, I was just, I don't like wearing socks. I don't like wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anti shoe even in the winter.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Rainey, I give you permission to take your shoes off.
You're barely wearing shoes.
She's wearing Birkenstocks.
She's barely wearing shoes.
She's wearing bright pink Birkenstocks.
I want you to be comfortable here.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more opposite. I love shoes.
You do?
I would wear shoes. Like, I mean, I basically put on my shoes as soon as I'm dressed, if I can.
Really? And you're, hang on, here's a big question.
Yeah.
Shoe household? Shoeless household?
Right now, our household's a construction site.
Okay, so shoe.
So all bets are off.
So shoe.
But yes, when it's not like that, I typically take off my shoes. But I'm going outside a lot, so I do have a pair of Crocs that are my go outside shoes, which I like having. But if perfect world, shoes all day.
I love Crocs. I got platform Crocs from this office.
Platform Crocs.
My inside shoe right now, but I'm like about to get a second one. So
the
that
platform
I can have,
Crocs are your inside shoe.
Are my inside
shoe.
It's
very funny.
So you can reach the top shelf.
Yeah, they're the most comfortable shoes in the world, and I want an outside version too.
I love
the Crocs. So that's the life I'm living. I have inside Croc slides, and I, at this point, am basically not living a single moment of my life without some sort of Croc platform on the bottom of my foot.
Really?
Because I just have gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, it's so much more comfortable to be on this cushy ground as opposed to barefoot on my hardwood.
Oh, I feel like I have humongous feet though. My feet are three times the size of your little tiny shriveled feet.
14s, big 14.
What do you got? Size 5 over there?
I got size 2.5.
Yeah, I'm size 14. Yeah. So my feet, I think I just like, I my feet are like
Miles
trunks.
Is the biggest man in the company.
I'm going to be, you guys give me that plaque every
he's
month.
The biggest, we don't have employee of the month. We
biggest
do have
man.
Biggest man.
Biggest
of the company.
Guy. But I just like to have my little toesies fly free.
Mm, let them fly. Well, that's why I have them as slides. Uh-huh. So my toesies can be free, but my soles can be supported.
Yeah. You want to know something devastating? My Crocs, they were too close to the heater. And they got shrunk and hardened.
They shrank?
They shrank and hardened. Because
bring
they
them
were,
in. I want to see them.
And so I can't use them anymore. They because got baked. They got baked.
You baked your
Crocs? I shrinky-dinked my Crocs.
How hot is your heater?
It was right next to the, it was like right next to the vent. And it was just.
I know, but like.
It's are done.
A
heater, done.
A heat being on normally is like 75 degrees.
You no,
what
no, no,
kind
no.
of heater do you have?
Uh-uh. You think, uh-uh. Well, it's an old house. But here's the thing. I also had a pair of like leather shoes that were next to the vent and they fucking got toasted. And because they're next to the vent, they shrank and hardened.
But what temperature is
piping,
it?
Piping. Piping
like,
hot.
Like, can you touch it with your hands?
Yeah.
Then it shouldn't be.
But I think it's consistent.
To bake stuff.
Oh, it's hot. Well, it's an old house. Maybe it's just like a fucking like it, coal furnace
down there.
That's not
even hot enough to toast bread.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, you can toast bread.
You should do an experiment, Miles. Leave different types of food and see if you can like cook an egg with your heater.
If you can touch it, that means it's not over like 110.
His Crocs
degrees.
Are hard now,
I'm
Keith.
Telling you, Keith, my Crocs are hard.
Maybe there's something else going. Maybe it's just the air. Maybe it's a drying heat. But it
maybe
doesn't
it's
make
the,
sense.
I'm oh, trying, that makes more sense?
Oh, that makes more
oh,
sense?
Oh, that makes no, more
actually,
sense.
The weather, first yes, of all, it could dry it out.
I think that you're skin, wrong about it being only 75 degrees.
Counselor,
the heat's coming out of there.
I know.
Sustained.
What I said is that it can't be more than 110 degrees if you're touching it.
Yeah.
So
have you
110
touched
degrees
it?
Is not hot enough to bake things.
Mm, well, but 110
because 110, it can be 110 outside.
But you're not, but if you left, here's the thing though. If you left your shoes out in 110 degrees for days at a time, they probably would have.
It's a crock pot. It's a
crock pot. Oh, Rainy.
But really good
if
Rainy.
If your heater is 110 degrees, you would be suffocating to death.
No, because it goes on and then it goes off. But the crock is blocking the heater.
The crock's so absorbing all the
all
heat.
All that heat's building up.
Look, we have a result.
We have a result.
The result
how
is
it happened.
Hard as clay crocs.
I just yeah. don't. It doesn't
I'll bring them
sense.
In.
I would
There's
like to see
There's some other
them.
Science-minded people listening right now, and they're like, I'm with Keith.
About what?
And then, and then there's some crystal people out there being like, I'm with Miles.
I would like to know. Look, we know what happened.
We know what happened.
They hardened.
That's right.
We know where they were mm-hmm. next to the heater. If there's another explanation,
yeah.
please write us.
There just might be another variable.
CrocsHardenTryGuys@gmail.com. I'm kidding.
What do you think the other variable is?
I don't
Keith
know.
He thinks there's an inside
That's
job.
That's why I'm calling it a variable and not there must be this happening because I don't know.
Also say,
but as a scientist.
It's happened to several shoes.
Oh my God.
You got to
Maybe
fool you
have,
want. Shame
what's wrong
on you.
With your feet?
No,
do your feet
it's
emit
not my
a chemical?
Feet. It's got to be because it's happened to my leather. I had like a pair of leather shoes. I was really devastated.
Leather. To me,
yeah.
makes more sense
than Croc.
Than rubber.
But Crocs are not barely rubber.
No, but they're what not any actual organic material.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Eat,
what are they made
eat
of?
Crocs. You can eat Crocs.
That doesn't mean it's organic.
Rainy, you can't be eating Crocs. We've talked about this. already a goddess.
Labs can grow meat. That doesn't mean, like, just because something is edible doesn't necessarily mean it's organic.
Oh, yeah. You're saying organic.
I'm saying that.
Oh, wait. It's like in a chemistry
what
way?
Is,
like
what is a crock food? Made of? And now I'm going to Google, can I eat my crocks?
Rainey sounds like she, on the daily, is sashimiing up her crocks.
I remember it was like a really, you know those facts when you're little that are like a really big part of your life? Like yeah.
Crocks
sand,
didn't exist when we were
in.
Little, but yes, please go on.
Well, when Rainey was little.
When yeah. I was little. Yeah. And that was one of them. It was like how to get out of quicksand, what to do if you're on a desert island, you've got crocs. You eat them.
Really?
Yeah. Guys, I have to redact my statement.
Uh-oh.
Crocs are made of the brand's proprietary material called Croslite. And Croslite is 100% organic.
Suck it,
and
Keith.
Doesn't contain any toxic chemicals or chemicals that plastic and rubber would have. What is it made of? It's a foam.
Mm.
It's a foam. It's made of a polymer.
Yeah.
Which means it's
made of oil. Is this a good video?
This is made out of oil. Made out of crude oil.
By the way, Keith, you're cheating because we were debating doing it without instructions Crocs, and you're cheating right now.
Turns out I am.
What is the instruction? Crocs are like a mold.
It's yeah. No, it's just it's a polymer extracted from crude oil.
So they probably good
so
fire.
Crocs are killing the planet.
Edit that out.
Edit that out.
The world can't know.
I love Crocs. And I'll say that I need to get new Crocs. I have banana flavored Crocs. Colored.
Me
Crocs.
Too.
Me really? Too. The banana ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. I love to wear them. Sarah could not hate them more.
Guys, do Crocs shrink with heat? Yes.
Yes, Keith.
Crocs what can temperature? Shrink from exposure to direct sunlight. That could be part of it.
Oh.
Or from extreme heat, like being stored in your car during the summer. Slight shrinking may be noticeable
right,
as in
110 degrees
in yeah. as little as an hour.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think it's just because they were by the heater for a long period
so
of time.
So your heater maybe does spit out air that's like in the high 90s, which is not good.
Piping hot. It's an old house.
Is it a radiator? What kind of heater is it?
No idea. We've turned by the way, it
does
also
it
doesn't
pop. Does it go bang, bang,
no,
bang?
No, you turn it on and it goes, okay, the heat's on now. We're not going to check how hot it is until you're dead. And then you have to turn it on.
So you're manually turning on. It's not a thermostat.
No, there activated. Is a thermostat, but the thermostat doesn't work. So you just have to be like, let's turn it on. And they're like, okay, cool. We're going to pipe it up to 170 degrees unless
okay,
you do something
Miles,
about it.
Okay, Miles, according yeah. to this resource, put your Crocs in boiling water for about 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And then once they've cooled enough where you can safely wear them, put them back on your foot to stretch them out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do that.
Stretch them out.
When I get home.
But, of course, do not put them directly on your feet or else you will have boiling Crocs on your feet.
I can
and then they'll
freaking
fuse to you like in the beginning of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And then it's you like, can save the world. That'd be dope.
The Green Goblin.
Do you think that it's a video if I were to... a TikTok series where I just prep Crocs in different ways and then eat them.
So this, yeah. the website I was reading said the best way would be to cut the Crocs into small pieces like chicken and boil them so they're easier to digest.
Oh my goodness. That sounds good.
They said you'll feel bloated.
Crocs piccata.
But it's oil, I thought.
It's a polymer extracted from oil. So yes, there's oil in the process.
I would say with my digestion, maybe it's not Crocs. The best for me, but if someone out there wants to be the next TikTok star, I'll give you a follow.
The mythical guys have to have eaten a Croc by now, right? If it's possible, those guys eat anything that's possible.
Okay, so yeah. We should do it. We should beat them.
Okay, Zach, I want to hear your poop story because I have I have beef with some...
With poop?
No, with some of you. But I want you to go first.
Rainy.
Oh, this is exciting.
Rainy's delivering beef.
Some of us?
Yeah.
How big is the
so
us?
It has nothing to do with the poop story. You just want to get my poop story out
well,
of the way.
Well, you said you wanted to tell it, so I didn't want to.
Tell your little
budge.
Story, Zach.
Yeah, tell us poop story.
I don't care at all about Zach's story.
I kind of, to be
I
honest.
I only want to know what you could possibly have beef with us about.
I honestly just feel like the energy in here is really good, so I don't know if Zach's poop story is going to be crazy or not. In fact, right before the podcast, I got worried because I was like, we have a really silly podcast planned, and Zach was in the kitchen giving just a political speech about how he was sad about the state
well,
of the world.
I wanted I this like, episode for us all to be stoned because it's 5:20.
I know, but this episode doesn't come out for another week.
I am
matter.
Feeling goofy. Thank you. But we made a very wonderful, insightful episode last week.
That's
and
true.
Go back and listen if you haven't. And if you said, oh, that seems too serious, it's actually wonderful.
That's really good.
And I want to give a quick shout out to Miles and Rainey who
thank
crushed
you.
Editing that. I just talked for hours and they made it something wonderful.
Also, shout out to Rainey, one of my favorite employees here. Just before she talks about her beef with us, just want it known that Rainey's dope. We all like Rainey. Anyway, Rainey, who do you have a problem with?
Keith, you're safe.
Is it me? Rainey, what's the beef?
It's Zach and Miles.
No way! I would never have expected this.
I want to brew some water after tea over here. Spill it, girl.
What could I possibly have done?
Okay, I was doing a little edit.
Okay.
a great episode, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
First of all,
Guilty Pleasures.
It's so good.
I know what the beef is. I know what the beef is.
Okay. First of all, I just have to say, it's such a great episode. It inspired me to watch Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Yeah. And I laughed out loud a number of times.
That's
it was
right.
So funny.
This is the best plug for Guilty Pleasures ever. I don't even care what the beef is. She's just talking about this other show that's great. So go listen to that too.
Mm-hmm. So then in the middle of the episode, Kelsey says, Ben Schwartz is so hot. And you guys were like, what?
And we scoffed.
And I was like, I had to pause, take a break. I was like, this is insane. You guys were so confused. You're like, you, and she just had to take it.
Now, here's what I'll say, Rainey. I love Ben Schwartz.
Yes.
He's been a hero of mine since I was in high school.
A hero. Really?
A hero of mine. I would watch his sketches. I would go to his website. I would listen to interviews with him.
Because you love Jake and Amir. He did a lot of stuff with him.
And I wanted to be Ben Schwartz.
Let's just give context to people who don't know. Keith's looking him up. Ben Schwartz played John Ralphio on Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You may know him from his improv. He's the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep.
He was in the Steve Carell Space Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the After Party, so maybe those. He's got big old hair.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Funny guy,
really
very funny guy. I'm not. I would even go so far as to say, good looking guy. You know, but I wouldn't say that he's hot.
He's top 10 for me.
Top 10.
Miles, not you love him, but do you think he's hot?
Yeah, I think he's hot.
Okay,
I think he's you're cleared. I think he's hot in a like fun, like almost unexpected way.
Yeah, or also a like really attractive way.
You just looked him up, Keith.
I don't know if I think he's super hot.
Well, I think you have to see a video with him.
I've seen the videos of him. Now that I remember who it is. This picture really doesn't do him justice.
He's goofy.
Hot in this photo. But
and show me the hot photo.
This one. He's being hot. He's being hot. I don't know if he...
He's goofy.
He's looking good.
He is in my search history. Is Ben Schwartz single?
And the answer?
Yeah, he is.
So yeah, if he's listening, hey.
Hey, Ben Schwartz.
So who's your top five?
Okay, thank you.
Because
so
I know Harry Styles is up there.
Yeah.
I don't even know because I feel he's untouchable to me. Okay.
Well, you, by the way, had said that you were confident that you could woo Harry Styles.
No, Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, you're right. Timmy, I think that's accessible.
But he's also not my...
How old is Schwartz?
He's
like 30s.
He's probably 35, 34.
John Stewart, number one.
John Stewart is number one for hot?
And now old John or like peppered gray John?
I think Silver Fox Daddy.
Yeah.
Sean Stewart?
He took a break from comedy to go on a farm with his wife.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that he has a hot personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got
He said some dumb stuff lately, but he's still very he's, smart.
Yeah. John Stewart is not hot to me.
This is a weird reference for why John Stewart is hot. But like, you know, the combo of comedy and compassion is hot. And I'm thinking about the way he handled 9/11. It was pretty hot.
Just let that marinate.
Zach did say he wanted more silence after thought-provoking lines.
And that was really thought-provoking. The way John
handled 9/11 was hot.
It was pretty hot. I want to put that on a t-shirt with your face.
I guarantee you we would sell dozens of them.
Oh my God.
The way John Stewart handled 9/11. Was hot.
No. John Stewart is not hot to me. If you had said George Clooney?
If you don't think George Clooney is
hot? If we're talking about an old silver daddy, then I think George
I agree with Miles.
Over John Stewart? I think fucking John grumpy Stewart John Stewart?
Ain't bad looking.
No. Grumpy John Stewart.
He's so grumpy.
What about Stephen Colbert?
Oh my gosh.
John Stewart question. John Stewart's hotter than Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
I like Stephen Colbert's look more. I just like his look more, I think.
What about what I'm hearing already, Rainey, is that the
I'm trying to look up all these
you're attracted to a combo of the physical but also the brain.
Well, hang on. Oh, because number three, Young Gravy.
Oh no.
Who is that?
Rainey told me I had never heard of this
Young
person before.
Gravy?
We're all first taking of all, our phones out.
What a name.
Rainey told me about Young Gravy and I Googled him previously. Yeah, this is crazy. This guy looks like everybody I was in an English 101 class with.
For those who don't know, Young Gravy, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
A white boy rapper.
He's like a Minnesotan, like crunchy.
He's got a song called One Thought, Two Thought, Red Thought, Blue Thought.
He kind of looks like if Post Malone and Ed Sheeran had a baby.
Uh-huh.
With a chin strap beard.
You're kind of ruining it for me.
He looks like if Post Malone shopped at Whole Foods.
Yeah. One of the frequent questions on Google is, did Young Gravy get shot? Number one, yes, he shot himself in the ass.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, no.
Okay, these Google searches are hard for me.
He accidentally shot himself in the ass.
How?
I'm looking at a photo of him, and I'm like, he looks like every young vlogger at VidCon, where I'm like, how the fuck is this guy famous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a rapper, Rainey?
Yeah, so he's a rapper, and like, here's the process. So he has some great songs like, you know, Welcome to Chili's and Shining on My Ex.
Oh my God.
Oops is obviously my favorite one. And
don't forget about Mr. Clean.
Oh,
and
Mr. Clean.
Don't forget about One Thought, Two Thought, Red Thought, Blue Thought.
Keith already said that.
So I started listening to him sort of like as a joke, and then I was like, obviously repulsed by him at first, but then I was like, actually, first of all, I think these are good songs. And second of all, am I really attracted to him? So then I went on like this whole thing where I was like looking up interviews of him and I was like, oh my gosh, in terms of the intellect, I don't know. He's famous. So he's probably smart.
He's famous, so he must be smart.
I think that he's really tall and my sister went to a concert with him and she said that he was like really into consent and was like, if I see any of you like grabbing anybody, then you're out. And I was like,
That's good.
The bare minimum. Yeah. I think the bare minimum for a decent person.
Uh-huh.
Consent. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, hey, consent is hot.
How do you guys feel about Jack Harlow?
I like Jack Harlow a lot. I think he's cute.
Would you fuck him?
Yeah, would you fuck him?
Oh, I would fuck him.
Okay.
Would but you, Zach?
Not personally. I'm taken.
Well, now that makes me sound like I'm not taken. Well, you presented a hypothetical to me.
We don't know how hypothetical it is. We're famous.
You're
famous.
Jack Harlow's a cutie. I think he's got a fun vibe.
What I'm hearing is that you're unfaithful in your marriage.
I'm unfaithful in my marriage, and I'm coming out. Two things just happened. Oh, my God. No, I think he's got a fun comedy vibe. He's also like, you know, he's doing cool stuff.
Is he in your top five?
No, I don't trust him.
Wow.
I can't say for sure, but I don't think Jack Harlow would have handled 9/11 well.
I don't
Gosh,
really
I don't
either.
Know how much of that's going to make the edit.
I was there.
You don't think that Jack
did.
Harlow...
I wasn't.
That's interesting.
How would you describe Jack Harlow? Like, is he... I don't know that much about him.
The theory
you know
about...
that character from Euphoria? What's
Fez?
He's like Fezco with long hair.
I don't know what these guys look like.
That's okay.
I don't know what Jack Harlow
The theory is. About why Jack Harlow is hot is that he is just the right level of attainable attractiveness where you're like, yeah, I could get him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so interesting.
That's the prevailing theory.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I think he's also like very confident and smooth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we have three of the names?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ben Schwartz, John Stewart, Young Gravy.
Who else?
My top five is only three guys.
I'm like nervous to even say this out loud because I feel like I could actually meet him.
Whoa, who?
Do you want to?
We'll help you meet him.
No, I know.
Is he a YouTuber? Is that why?
He follows Miles.
Wait. Oh my God, really?
That's cool. But he doesn't follow us.
I don't know. If he follows you.
Who is
I don't
it?
Know why he follows me.
Who
I'm
is
not
it?
Connor Wood.
Yeah, Connor Wood. He's very funny.
I don't know who this is.
He's a funny TikToker, he's a podcast. He's very cool. I don't know why he follows me, but I think
you guys have kind of, I could see like kind of chaotic internet energy.
No. He's one of probably like dozens of guys who are me elsewhere.
Yeah, it's an archetype.
It's like we look really similar and then, you know, this also similarly dumb.
He's sort of Matthew McConaughey of TikTok.
He's the Matthew McConaughey.
He's like really
of TikTok.
I think we can make that happen.
Well, but I don't think I could keep my cool. So
what if we invite him in for a podcast? We'll get all the giggles out.
Literally, my stomach is churning. I'm like, I don't even know.
We'll get him on our podcast. We'll get all the giggles out and it'll like be like, oh, but that was just art. We were creating art. It was supposed to be giggles. And then at the end, you'll be like, thanks for coming on, Connor. I know that was crazy. Anyway, if you're around and want
to stick around for lunch.
We're getting scones.
We're getting scones for lunch.
But he's also like, I think he talks about like sort of like ghosting friends and like he ghosted Alexandra Daddario.
I'm sorry, what?
Who's that?
Alexandra Daddario is
an actress.
Seems much older than him and also way more beautiful than he is.
He ghosted Alexandria Daddario? That feels crazy to
say. And then bragged about it?
And then bragged.
No, he wasn't bragging. He was like, I've like really messed up.
Yeah, that's fully crazy. He's like ghosted, and the level of famous. He's so.
Oh, this girl, she's pretty.
Ghosted her like romantically?
No. Not romantically.
Or like they were gonna like film a TikTok together, and he didn't respond.
She was like, yeah, actually, I don't really remember it, but something like she DM'd him because she was a big fan. And then
she's prettier than he is.
No, but see the thing. you don't get it.
I'm just looking at.
I agree.
Her and
Alexandra Daddario, who you may know from White Lotus and or the Rocks San Andreas, where she played his daughter.
Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah. He parachutes into a baseball stadium. It's pretty dope.
That movie's sick.
Yeah. She was also in Baywatch with The Rock.
And Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
So really riding The Rock's coattails.
And in...
I'll go wherever The Rock goes, baby. I'll be in all the mediocre Rock films I can. I would love to be in a film with The Rock.
I'd love that.
Oh,
I don't think I'd do it.
Ready to turn it down.
I think, yeah.
I would also turn it down.
I don't want to shoot in the jungle.
You know what? You would turn it down.
Always in the jungle.
Rainey, we want you to be in a movie with Dwayne Johnson. He's so excited about the film.
Unfortunately, he gives me the heebie-jeebies, so I can't attend.
The Rock gives you the heebie-jeebies.
What?
Yeah, he's for sure Republican.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm probably.
Like, pro-Trump. Yeah.
The sad news is...
I don't think he's pro-Trump, but I think he probably is.
He's like a Reagan Republican.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's Republican 1.0.
Yeah, that is true. He is, but would I let him shoot me in the chest in a movie?
Yeah. I would if I were in a movie, I would want him the way I die is for him to literally rip my body apart.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. He could do it too.
Yeah.
Your body's not that strong. He's really strong.
Plunge his fingers into my eyes and his thumb into my mouth, rip my head off, and bowl with my head down a bowling lane and get a strike that's so powerful it knocks out all the pins and all the lanes next to it.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be dope.
Sick.
That'd be a sick way to die.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Okay, we still only have... Was that your fourth? Yeah, that was your fourth.
My fourth. Okay, I've got one more. Who's it going to be?
It's not The Rock.
It's definitely not The Rock. Seth Rogen. I don't know if he makes it, but...
Hell yeah.
He's hot.
The daddification of Seth Rogen has been a delightful thing to see.
Yeah. I saw him on Pam and Tommy. He was really good. He was just like, it's peak of his career, I think. And then I saw him on Hot Ones. And he was really cute because he was like, oh, I measure everything, all the spice levels. My wife doesn't like spice, so I just think, is this too spicy for her? Or she can eat it.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Really cute.
Caring.
Becky knows my spice level too. She'll like eat things before I do. Like, I'll see if you can have it. She's like, I don't think you can have that one. Or she'll be like, maybe you can have it, but maybe not too much because it has a building spice.
I do that with temperature. Cute. I tell Maggie when her tea's ready to drink. She can't handle temperature hot.
I can't handle temperature hot either. And Becky can drink her coffee right after it's poured. And yeah. Like, How are you doing that?
I want it to scald and scar me.
I need it to sit for 10 minutes.
That's why I have the Ember mug.
I know about the Ember mug. I tried to get Becky an Ember mug. She's like, oh, I don't want that. I was like, but you can keep it perfect all the time.
I know. It's really nice. I love it so much.
But that isn't that exactly what you want?
The only downside. The only downside.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
I want to
need $4 million from Ember.
You should be sponsored because no, I almost really bought should. One. You almost influenced me.
I know. But no, anyway, I'm not going to talk about it. But.
What do you have? Do you have hot cocoa, tea, or coffee?
Hot cocoa?
Miles has a big gallon full of hot cocoa every morning.
Yeah, do you think I have a thermos of hot cocoa in the morning?
I could see that.
I do. I mean,
he's a coffee snob. Don't you know about his coffee snob? He's a former barista.
I'm a coffee snobby. I love coffee, and I have a lot of it, and I drink it, yeah, in the morning, pretty much every morning.
Okay.
Every morning.
Cold brew, though. Cold brew's back.
It's too much.
It's too much, but I've been doing... You know what I do recently? This has been my sort of return to grace. Keith's face is fucked up right now. I do shot of espresso, and then I wash it down with a cold brew.
Oh. Wow. That's a lot.
It's a lot, but it really... It zings me up. Sometimes I'll have a maple scone.
That sounds delightful.
That sounds really good.
Bite of the scone, sip of the espresso...
The maple and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I just love slurping down hot liquids. Even on a hot day, give me it hot.
Yeah.
I do the hot coffee all year round.
I just love hot.
No, I do.
I generally do. It's hot.
Hot coffee all year round.
And I would rather, like if my tea, if I've only drank half of it and it's like lukewarm, I'll just throw some more hot water in that sucker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Toss it in the microwave.
So that's been Rainey's top five hot boys.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
Top five hot boys? Well, first of all, John Bernthal is all I can think about.
Really?
John Bernthal is my new favorite celebrity.
Based on what?
Based on all
people don't know even know who that is.
People don't know. Get ready for your new favorites.
I'm trying to think of like a project to reference.
The Punisher.
Yeah, that's who he was.
John Bernthal's in The Punisher. He is The Punisher. He's also in he's in like Wolf of Wall Street. He's in a bunch of stuff.
He's like that guy.
He's like that guy. He's in Walking Dead. He plays Shane.
Right.
And spoiler, this is fucking a decade ago. He gets killed off of like the second season of Walking Dead. But he has been doing all this press recently. He's on Hot Ones. He's just this really fucking great guy. And he did this thing, he had this interview where he was like, you know, I was in Venice, man. And this guy tried to grab my dog. And so I hit him in the chin because he like swings at me. I hit him in the chin. The guy hits the ground. He's not waking up. He's not waking up. And he describes this crazy thing where he almost kills this guy accidentally. And he's like, if that guy didn't wake up, I was ready to be the devil. I was ready to be the devil. But instead, he woke up and I embraced my craft. And then he became a better actor. It's crazy, dude. He's great. John Berthold's great. So he's number one.
That's your number one celebo crush. I don't think I'm really crushing on anybody right now to TBH.
Yeah.
You want to hear about my male crushes, right? Female crushes
Hank
gets
Green.
Too. Well, he's a forever crush. He's just a good guy.
I mean, he looks just like me.
Obama.
Obama?
I told Maggie I had a little crush on Doja Cat, and that didn't go over great.
No way. That's so funny. Oh,
she was like, okay. Noted.
I mean,
and then I was just like, come on. Yeah. Look at the, come on.
I love Doja Cat. I think she's great.
Hot.
She's hot.
I can't comment.
Oh, I think Alexandra Daddario is pretty cute. Now having looked her up and reminding like, oh, I've seen her in a couple of things. She's pretty.
She's really talented.
Daddario. She's pretty.
I went down to Hollywood the other day. It's been a while since I've been to that
Walk of Fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We
Put
were
your
going
hands
to
in all of them.
A rooftop restaurant. Mm. And, you know, trying to, we went to a nice 5 o'clock dinner so we could beat the crowd.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
I had a 4:30 sushi dinner yesterday. Rock and roll, bitch.
Rock and roll. You want to avoid the crowd, be COVID safe, go for an early dinner. Rock and roll, bitch.
That's right.
And I was parallel parking and I hear a clang. And a guy comes up to me and he goes, whoa, hey. And I'm like, ah, fuck, what did I fucking hit? And the guy makes me roll down my window. He has this, he's a white dude with an untraceable accent. So I'm going to, it kind of sounded like this. And he kind of, and he goes, hey man, just so you know, you ran over a bucket of poop.
A bucket of poop.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah, man, you just so you know, you ran over some poop. So you're going to want to go out to desert to a real burnout because that stuff. And like he's talking about it as if he knew. So now I'm sitting in my car and we're like, what the fuck? do we do? This is my poop story, by the way.
This is a thrilling poop story. Not crazy. All a poop story. Normally, Zach's poop stories are just, I had something I didn't realize had paprika in it, and then I pooped. Then I'm like, okay, I get it, Zach.
Exactly.
No, this is not my poop.
Whose poop was it?
These were the questions that I had. I will say that the story just kind of ends at a certain point. It doesn't go many places, but it's fun while we're here. And so now I'm picturing like a popcorn bucket. I don't know what you guys are picturing. I'm picturing a
Home Depot bucket.
Same.
See, now I was picturing something a lot more splatterable, which is a gross thing to say. And I now apologize for it, having heard it come out of my mouth.
You should.
No, I was kind of thinking Tupperware.
Tupperware.
Like something that would crack and have it all over your car.
When I hear bucket, I picture bucket.
Yeah, I hear bucket.
It could have been a KFC bucket. That would be definitely run overable, but it wouldn't clang.
It wouldn't clang. You're right, but I was picturing a KFC bucket, and when he said bucket of poop and it's like everywhere, I'm like, oh God, I have splattered poop all over my car. I'm not picturing good consistency. I'm picturing a non-fibrous diet.
Yeah, of course.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, he's in Hollywood.
Yeah, and are you thinking human or are you thinking...
Oh, I, at this point, based on the guy's description, is defo human.
Yeah. Okay.
And yes. I don't know how he knew, which means that he had to have seen poop. Because if you see a bucket,
you gotta know
that it's poop. Anyway, I get out of my car very carefully. It is a metal bucket.
A metal?
Like a tin...
Like a champagne bucket?
But a lot more weathered.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was from from a chicken place maybe, but it was metal, like a tin bucket. Anyway, yeah. And there was poop on the street.
You know, when you go to a place like Big Wang's and they bring you over a bucket of condiments and it's sort of a weathered steel bucket.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. Now I'm happy to report that the poop was in good shape.
Oh.
This guy has been eaten. And it didn't really get over my car. And I said, Maggie, not only is the poop not in our car, but you're safe to step right on out. I know it's on the side that your door's on, but you can come on out. And she was scared. And I said, do you trust me? And she said, barely.
Not after that Doja Cat. Not anymore.
She said, why don't you get Doja Cat to step in the poop?
Why don't you just go to rooftop dinner with Doja Cat at 5 p.m.?
And Maggie said, why don't you say so? And she stepped on out.
And she stepped out, not in the poop.
No, she stepped right in the poop. And then she slipped and fell.
All in the poop. Yeah.
No, we made it out okay. But you guys got to be careful out there. There's buckets of poop.
Hollywood has surprise poop here and there.
There's human feces all over Los Angeles. Yeah. It's
a health hazard.
Rats eat it.
She made me put my mask on to go check the car.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Because she was like, you're immunocompromised.
Yeah, there's poop on the ground.
There's poop on the ground.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it didn't occur to me, but that's a little tip for all y'all out there.
I love wearing the mask in situations where maybe I wouldn't have before, but I was putting something up into my attic and I was like, hey, why don't I just put my fucking mask on?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
For sure.
It's dirty and dusty up there and there's insulation up there. I'm like, I should put that on.
Yeah.
And it's like I got masks all the time now. I can do shit so much safer. I'm leaf blowing outside.
Oh, yeah.
After a dusty time. Mask.
Definitely.
Let me tell you, allergy season, mask up, baby.
Yeah.
It's one, it's going to protect you from the pollen. Two, no one's going to see that your nose is dribbling all over the place.
Yeah.
So I was tweeting about this, the bullshit last week with the airlines mid-flight telling people to take their masks off. Everyone cheering.
Crazy. Yeah.
So we could go political Zach, or we could go, we're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it light.
There you go.
And so here's what I'm going to say. We tried to peel in everyone's humanity and saying, hey, protect thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Wear thy mask. Didn't work. People are selfish dick holes.
Yep.
So now we need to brainwash them and tell the world that chins and noses and mouths are ugly.
Ugly.
Like, if you want to be fuckable, cover that face up. Ew, you're showing your face. That is not hot.
Ew.
And then did you see Doja Cat wearing that mask? So hot.
Super hot.
I think that's the way that we got to do it.
Yeah.
I bet Jon Stewart knows how to wear a mask.
Oh, 100%. He probably is handing them out at CVS.
Young Gravy.
He's handing them out at the CVS.
Gravy's got that customized mask.
Oh, yeah.
Says Gravy.
Gravy.
It does.
Good and Gravy.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture what mask he would wear because I feel like it would be one of those like in his pocket, probably has worn it for a few weeks.
Too long.
Too long.
Yeah, but it counts. It counts.
It counts.
It's better than nothing.
Definitely counts. Randy, did you have any other boots on the ground?
Oh. Rainy day thoughts.
Okay, here boots we go. I'll
what is that screensaver?
It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Now that's one of my crushes.
Crisp image of her, too.
Yeah.
I think she actually might be my number one. Yeah. Like emotionally.
Yeah. She rocks.
Okay, I'll save some of these for later. But Facebook dating.
Is it an app?
What is that?
No, so it's a new thing. Does this not come up on your Facebooks? Is it just me?
I'm not on Facebook.
Married.
Okay, so Facebook.
Rainey's friends are all 42.
So. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking right now and to see if Facebook, because I do log into Facebook. It's never told me about dating.
It is. So my thing, every single time I go up, it's like, try Facebook dating, ? And so I think it's like swiping, but on your friends, your Facebook friends.
Oh.
So I'm like, is this.
There it is. I feel like that works better, honestly, than a dating app. Isn't that what Hinge used to be?
Hinge was like friends of friends, I think.
Hinge used to be, well, it was like friends and people. Like, there's somebody in your know. You have like a vouch.
Oh, that's huge. So did it do it via numbers?
No, it did it via, you signed in via Facebook.
Wait, and I want to do this. I want to date my friend.
I think it's sort of like Bumble, where it also shows you friends of friends.
Yeah.
To like be one connection away.
Mm.
And also maybe shows you which of your friends are looking to date.
I'm shocked that it took Facebook this long to do
that.
I'm sorry, Meta.
I did not log into Facebook dating. Meta. I do not want it to add me to a dating list.
Yeah,
that
I'm married.
Serves other people.
So give me more. Have you done it? Can you do it?
No, I haven't done it because I'm so scared of it.
Really?
I'm like,
why are you scared?
I don't know. Like, it seems
Young Gravy might be on there.
Young Gravy might be on. Do you think he's on Facebook?
Well, Becky and I's relationship started with Facebook DMing.
What?
And
we went to college together, but I
didn't start seeing her until after I had graduated.
Oh,
and we like saw each other at a, you know, she came to see a show that I did and she told her friend that she thought I was cute. And I was like, I think she's cute. So I just sent her a Facebook message because I didn't have her phone number.
Yeah.
And thus began our
courtship.
Mm.
So when she first responded, do you remember being like, oh, she responded? Did you tell your friends?
Yeah.
Then screenshots.
That's rad.
Because I think when she told me that Becky liked me, I was like, oh shit, Becky's hot. A hot, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. I thought she hated me because she didn't like me before.
That's true.
Why didn't she like you?
She rolled with a group of friends that were like not friends with my group of friends. You know, it was sort of like clicky. Mm. College is clicky.
Yeah.
She came in as a freshman and came into a group of people who were in my class, but like not my friends.
Mm.
And they kind of told her that my friends and I were like not cool people. Like we were lame. And then also
in her defense, they were correct.
And I don't think they're wrong. But then also then like she had come over. There's a whole falling out around a secret Santa that we did where people
classic.
Bought booze and she wanted to like, she wanted to store her stuff. She wanted us to get her booze. And I was like, you have to figure it out yourself. And I'm like, I wasn't like super nice to her, but also like I didn't know her well. And she was trying to utilize me in my space to get her something. And I was like, I don't actually know you that well. So I was definitely more of a dick. Oh, and she wanted to leave it in my house and not have it wrapped for the thing. And I was like, you have to wrap it. And she's like, well, what does it matter? I was like, well, that's the holiday. It has to be wrapped.
Yeah,
it's a secret Santa. It has to be wrapped. And she didn't have wrapping materials. And I think she just was like, what does it matter? Why can't it just be in a paper plastic bag? It was hard enough for me to get it because I had to get a 21-year-old to buy it. And I'm like, that's not my problem. You have to have it wrapped.
Wow. And it seems like
you had a whole relationship with her before.
That was the old, that moment.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I didn't think that was a thing for
like,
just not to be friends forever. But from that day on, she really did not like me.
Yeah.
And then also was encouraged by her group of friends that I was, in fact, you know, shitty.
And so, now she's your wife.
Now she's my wife.
That's true.
Got her.
How about that?
Got her.
How about that?
How about that?
That is a crazy story.
Which is why you should swipe on your Facebook friends.
Yeah, do it.
I think you guys are like couple goals.
Are we?
Yeah.
I think we're realistic. You know, we aren't like.
I think it was a really cute couple.
I think we are too. But we're not like, I don't know, we don't have a very showy relationship. You know?
Yeah, but I think that's a nice
goal. That's a goal.
You're a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
relationship wise.
We don't do a lot of the cute things that most couples do. We did not get engagement photos. We just like, we're like, eh. And maybe it's just because we're lazy.
It could be goals.
Could be part of it.
I didn't really realize that engagement photos were a thing that you had to do. And then I was like designing all of like my wedding invites and stuff. And I was like, oh, fuck.
That's why you do them. That's why you do them. It's just for the invite shit.
Yeah. We had a friend just make a graphic design thing for our save the dates and stuff. That's it. Okay, that works.
Yeah. Are you doing them, Zach?
We had Eugene do them for us.
Do the photos?
Yeah. And they turned out great.
I'm sure he's great.
Yeah, he was expensive.
It's really expensive.
You got more thoughts, Rainey?
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, I think, have elevated each other mutually, and I love them.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that this hot take. Is a hole in one.
Hot take.
Because I think that Sansa's the worst character in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I like her because of Joe Jonas.
Wait. I think she's the best one.
Worst character on Game of Thrones.
I think
All she does is whine and get tortured. It's horrible.
I think she has power
she's
in
worse
her femininity.
Than Reek.
Well, no, Reek is obviously a nightmare too, but like Sansa, the whole show, Sansa is complaining. She thinks she's better than the Starks, and then she gets tortured brutally, and it's like, I don't want to watch this. She doesn't do anything. And then Arya's like, she's the smartest person ever. I just rewatched all of Game of Thrones. And honestly, it slaps.
Yeah, it's really good. How did you feel about Arya killing the White Walker?
Oh, that was cool. I know Zach has like a whole Twitter thread about how it's all bad.
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked.
You think it sucked? I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, Zach expects media to be good.
Because how else were they really going to kill him? You know?
Yeah.
It built it up so hard. At least they did it and didn't do some like, oh, and now he's, you know. I don't even know.
Yeah, but I think that you are right. When you build something up for 6 years or a decade rather, you kind of just want to get it over with quick.
And honestly, like watching it, watching that last season after watching all of it again, knowing what happens, it's not as bad because you're sort of just like, oh yeah, like whatever. It's just a show. Whereas at that time it was everything to everybody.
What I find remarkable about Game of Thrones is that it was the biggest thing in media and has now zero lasting cultural impact. And that is kind of incredible.
I actually fully disagree.
You just rewatched it. That's why it's on your mind.
No, right. But I think that the importance of a million different characters, like all converging, that mystery, the sense of adventure, I think has had a lasting impact on stuff today.
But I mean the franchise.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're about to come out with whatever.
But no one's talking about it. But in fact, people right now are listening and being like, oh, yeah, Game of Thrones. I didn't want that. Was a big deal.
Also, here's the lasting impact. George R. R. Martin wrote the best-selling game of all time of recent late. So
there it is. That's
the
lasting
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. No, not Game of Thrones.
Elden Ring.
A game called Elden Ring that he wrote.
Oh,
well, people don't actually like it.
People do like it.
Oh, I thought people didn't like it.
No. It's like one of the best-selling.
I know it's best-selling, but I thought a lot of people bought it.
No, it's actually the best-selling.
It fucking slaps.
Everyone bought it, but then everyone's like, it's fine.
No, it rocks.
Okay. Is that the general consensus or just Miles' consensus?
No, it's considered one of the best of that type of game.
Yeah. Well, not all of us can have Joe Jonas to make us a cooler, better person.
Yeah.
But you might go to some advice. This is advice that'll go for Miles with your host. Miles Bonsignore.
Oh my goodness.
Miles Nation, bitch, get in here. Miles Nation, bitch, how we doing? This is my name. My name is Miles B, and I'm here to tame the game. Okay, get in your tubs and get your grays on the iPad. My name is Miles B, and I'm trying to get it rad. Sausage on my toes. I'm eating everything and slamming on these hoes. Okay. Now we're gonna use a lotion on your face, my friend.
Beat.
Take your vitamins.
Rubbing lotion.
Beat is this a public domain YouTube beat?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was a fat little beat.
Hot.
That was amazing. Should go on your Spotify.
Obviously. What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
Let's go. Bam. Put sausage on your feet.
Now, I'm wondering if you've ever wanted to be an adult.
Mm-mm. losing me.
Maybe get the new like real ID because we need to get that soon.
Don't have a smartness that is really nice to have.
Maybe like, I don't know, take extra like, and when night classes.
You think of the knowledge that being an adult can have, you can think of anything.
Your taxes.
That you could possibly do. No, don't do your taxes. No.
Obey the government forever.
File an extension on your taxes. But no, the thing I want to say is not to get on a Zamboni. It's to have a Negroni. I had a Negroni yesterday.
Ugh. Which is an alcoholic beverage.
Which is an alcoholic beverage
made
that has a
entirely of bitters, various bitters alcohols.
It's a good beverage.
It's like an Aperol-y one, right?
It makes you think, no Aperol, it makes you think that you're an adult, you absolute fool.
What's in a Negroni?
A Negroni is, I can tell you, red vermouth, gin, and Campari.
Yeah,
and a little dash of lemon spritz.
Yeah,
but lemon rind. Anyway, but I've been having a Negroni and I like the Negroni because it makes me feel like an adult. It makes me feel like I'm having a bitter little drink.
Ugh.
And I love it so much and it's delicious.
Awful.
Keith, what is your problem?
I hate bitters based drinks. Campari is one of them as well. They're just such, there's such a awful mouth experience in my opinion. That's like the class of cocktail that I do not like. Don't like Negronis. I don't like things with Campari. I don't like things with Aperol. I don't like Aperol spritzes. If they're that weird orange cleaner color, I don't want it.
Orange cleaner? It's red drink.
It's orange.
Well, here's what I'll say. A Negroni is a nice little treat if you're looking for a cocktail that's not just alcohol.
I need someone out there.
Yeah.
To make it is just alcohol.
There's lemon rind.
I need someone out there to make a pie chart of how many times, like categorize Miles' advice into how many times it's food,
mostly.
How many times it's
this hasn't been
an
done.
Alcohol that he drinks,
yeah,
and how many times it's totally worthless.
This has been done, by the way. There's some Twitter user that sent me this chart of it broke down all my advices for what they were, and I think that that person put more work into that chart than I've ever put into
any
one of these.
I guarantee that person put more work.
Okay, Miles, I have advice for you.
Yeah.
If you like that drink.
Yeah.
Don't drink it.
Have a martini instead.
Have a paper plane instead.
Okay. I've heard of this.
Paper plane is somewhat similar, but it's better.
Uh-oh.
It's better, and it still has bitters in it, but it's like... it's got Aperol, which I don't always love, but I like it in this. It's got lemon juice, bourbon, and Aperol, somewhat equal parts, and shaken and poured in a little, the coupe glass.
Oh, you said coupe before. I've heard coupe. That from
it's
you.
Good.
Coupe. Good. I'll try a paper plane.
You'll like it more.
All I want to do is
it's better.
And a
ching
and take your money.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We hope you don't run over poop.
I definitely hope you don't run over poop.
Definitely.
And if your name is Young Gravy,
you know what to do.
Keith, it is with the official tripod theme song.
Hey, Young Gravy, pour yourself all over me. Picture me as a big pile of potatoes. Hey, Young Gravy, pour yourself all over me. I am just a big old potato for your love. The tripod.
And John Stewart, thanks for handling 9/11 with such grace.